it's an anomaly within the FUSI grant system where basically the top-up level of grant is available to people who are on social welfare, and rightly so that they should be as well. But there is people who are working who are low-income earners who have less income, but because they don't have a qualifying social welfare payment, don't actually qualify for the top-up grant. And I think that's wrong, and I think that it should be available to those students as well to facilitate them go to college.
You were mentioning as well about people, particularly parents who may be on pensions now, who are struggling to send their child to college.
That's right. That's coming more and more to the fore as well, and particularly the way the FUSI grant system works is kind of bizarre in the sense that even if somebody who's living independently, they still might be classed as a dependent for the grant purposes, and would be dependent on quite elderly parents, and they don't qualify under the top up system either because of the anomalies that exist within it, and I think that should be ironed out and should be made available to everybody under the income limits and across the board, because it's vitally important, and it's important that people should be able to complete their education and get as much education as they can to ensure that they can get the most value out of life and for themselves, and we shouldn't be putting barriers in their way.